You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis prayed in the Armenian Apostolic Cathedral of the Holy Etzmiadzin on Friday at the start of his 14th apostolic journey abroad. He prayed together with His Holiness Karekin II, Supreme Patriarch Catholicos of all Armenia, and a select group of around 100 other dignitaries. One of the main focuses of Pope Francis's journey will be on consolidating relations with the Armenian Apostolic Church. That's perhaps why the very first thing Pope Francis did upon his arrival in Yerevan was to pay a visit to the Armenian Apostolic Cathedral of the Holy Etzmiadzin and pray there together with the Catholicos, Karekin II. Originally known as the Holy Mother of God Church, the 4th century church is the oldest state-built church in the world. To the ringing of bells, the Pope and the Catholicos bowed to kiss the cross and the Book of the Gospels before embracing in a sign of peace. They then prayed Psalm 122 together at the high altar. And in remarks prepared for the occasion, Pope Francis thanked God for the light of faith kindled in your land, the faith that has given Armenia its particular identity and made it a herald of Christ among the nations. He recalled that faith prompted Armenia to become the first nation to accept Christianity as its religion in the year 301, as persecutions under the Emperor Diocletian still raged throughout the Roman Empire. For Armenia, he said, faith in Christ has not been like a garment to be donned or doffed as circumstances or convenience dictate.
La fede in Cristo non è stata per l'Armenia quasi come un abito.
But an essential part of its identity, a gift of immense significance to be accepted with joy, preserved with great effort and strength, even at the cost of life itself.
A costo della stessa vita.
The Pope also gave thanks for the journey that the Catholic Church and the Armenian Apostolic Church have undertaken through sincere and fraternal dialogue, for the sake, he said, of coming to share fully in the Eucharistic banquet. But he also noted the conflicts and division which mark our world and which require a solid, shared Christian witness. Tragically, he said, our world is marked by divisions and conflicts, as well as by grave forms of material and spiritual poverty, including the exploitation of persons, not least children and the elderly.
Persino di bambini e anziani.
And he encouraged all Christians in the spirit of ecumenism to prevent the exploitation and manipulation of faith and to communicate, defend and spread truth with respect for the dignity of every human being and in ways that reveal the presence of the love and salvation we wish to spread. I'm Linda Bordoni